Hey, this is John Marinelli. Our final podcast is going to be some conclusions to all of what's been said. The first thing I really feel I need to tell you is to remember your greatest defense is God. Psalm 34:7 tells us, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear God and delivers them." To fear the Lord is to reverence Him in all that you do. Do this, and God's angel will set up His camp of warring angels all around you to protect you and to deliver you from harm. What a promise from God. After doing all this research and study that I've done to put this manual together, I come to some conclusions. If only 1 in 1,000 experience a home invasion, the odds are 1,000 to 1 that it will not happen to me. If 28% of all home invasions find homeowners at home, there's a 72% chance that I will be out of the house and safe from violence should it ever happen to me. If only 7% experience a violent encounter with an intruder during a home invasion, there's a 93% chance that should I be home during a home invasion, I will not encounter a violent act of aggression. If only 5.6% of burglaries occur among senior citizens, there's a 94.4% chance that it will not happen to me. If most home invasions occur in the top 10 cities of Florida, which would probably be true to every state, and then the Tri-County area, Marion Lake and Sumter counties where I live, is not one of them. And the odds are even greater that it will happen to me, that it will not happen to me. If I have been diligent in conducting a home safety inspection and now have a burglar alarm, bolted front door, 2 barking dogs, and 2 loaded guns ready to go, there's a much less chance of being targeted than if I did nothing. If God is for me, who can be against me? Whosoever it is cannot defeat the armies of God. These are pretty good odds against becoming a victim of violent crime. However, because the world is full of sin and evil lurks around every corner, it is prudent to be ready at all times. I found an extensive list of terms that certainly will help you to understand some of the lingo in the concealed carry and gun safety world. And there's an extensive list. It comes from handgunlaws.us and all kinds of abbreviations and terms, and that's important. What does the action mean in a gun? And there's all kinds of stuff. It's all alphabetical. Ballistics, barrel, battery, rim fire, striker fire, bolt action, bore, caliber, case or casing, CCW. Got bunches of stuff in here that is really important to know. What's a double action only? What is deadly force or lethal force? They're all explained. So it's a pretty good glossary to look at. Then there's also in this manual a self-help test. And the self-help test will go, I think there's 60 true and false questions. Questions like, is it legal to carry a concealed weapon in your vehicle without a concealed carry license? True or false? Printing is a common concealed carry mistake. Verbal threats are not enough to justify deadly force. There is no need to clean your gun after every trip to the range. A good rule of thumb is after 1,000 rounds. True or false? Let's see. Riding the slide is a term that refers to playground etiquette. True or false? There's a whole bunch of them, and the answers are there because you'll learn the terminology. So that's a good thing. Well, it's been fun working with you and putting this together. And this concludes the audio portion of our podcast. Next is to, of course, buy the book. You'll have it for continual reference to use, and that will be very beneficial to you. This ends our podcast.